Now, tax day is less than a week away, and many families in Wisconsin will get a refund because of the Earned Income Tax Credit.
The credit is aimed at low-income working families, and our next guest says it makes a big difference in household budgets and the economy as a whole.
Sarah Halpern-Meekin joins us now. She's a sociologist and assistant professor at the UW-Madison School of Human Ecology. She's the author of It's Not Like I'm Poor, How Working Families Make Ends Meet in a Post-Welfare World. Sarah, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, first of all, why do we have the Earned Income Tax Credit? What was the intention of that?
So it was actually created in the 1970s just to refund the taxes that lower income workers were paying. So it was kind of giving them back what they had put in recognition of the fact that they were working and contributing, but their earnings were pretty low. And over the decades, it's expanded greatly. So now it's doing far more than that and giving families a big cushion to help them out during the year.
And the reasoning behind that, is this for the economy's benefit, for the benefit of individual families, or a little bit of both?
Well, it was expanded pretty drastically under President Bill Clinton in the early 1990s. And his words were that he wanted this to help make work pay. So again, this idea that we have some people who are doing jobs that don't pay them enough for them to get by, don't pay them enough to meet the needs of their families. And so this would help give them a boost. It certainly does have benefits to the larger economy because people spend those dollars. And so they go out into the businesses in the communities where people receive the money.
Is there an idea that this replaced or is in place of what we used to call a welfare benefit?
So it didn't replace what we think of as welfare, the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families program, which is what it's known as federally. It's really targeted at people with earned income, whereas welfare is targeted at people who don't really have much in the way of earned income. And they really work in opposite directions. So the more you earn, if you're enrolled in the welfare program, the less you get. In the Earned Income Tax Credit, the way it works is the more you earn, the more you get back up to a certain point.
Is the idea there? Well, as you said, it's an incentive to work. Do we know if it works?
Yes. So there's actually some really interesting research that's been done that showed that the Earned Income Tax Credit actually did more to draw low-income single mothers into the workforce in the 1990s than did the changes to our cash welfare program. So it seems to play a big role in making it pay off for people who are earning very little to actually pay the costs of going into the workforce, like getting child care, paying for transportation, those sorts of things.
Yeah, there's a big move of welfare to work programs here in Wisconsin as a leader in that, really, in the country, and then nationwide. You're saying this Earned Income Tax Credit may have worked a lot, or somewhat at least, better than a lot of those efforts?
Yeah. So people, the Earned Income Tax Credit was actually expanded before welfare was officially reformed at the federal level. And some research is showing that the Earned Income Tax Credit did more to draw people into the workforce than welfare did to sort of push them into the workforce. So the carrot in that sense worked better than the stick.
We're talking to Sarah Halpern-Meekin. She's a sociologist at the UW-Madison School of Human Ecology, looking at the Earned Income Tax Credit as the big tax deadline comes up later this month. Is everyone who's supposed to be taking advantage of this program, everybody who's eligible, actually doing it? Are people getting this benefit?
So nationwide and both in Wisconsin, the take-up rate is around 80%, which means around 8 out of 10 people who are eligible for the program are actually getting the benefit. That varies a little bit depending on whether people have children or not. And people with kids are actually a little bit more likely to get the benefit if they're eligible than people without.
Now, what's the scale? How many people are benefiting from the Earned Income Tax Credit here in Wisconsin and around the nation?
So I think people might really be staggered by this if they hadn't heard about the program before, because around 28 million households in the United States benefit from the Earned Income Tax Credit each year. In Wisconsin, it really varies county by county. So in Dane County, about 1 in 10 families is benefiting from the Earned Income Tax Credit. In some other counties in Wisconsin, it's as many as 1 in 5 families are benefiting from the Earned Income Tax Credit. So it's really pretty common.
Is there talk of any kind of change needed or maybe in the works for Earned Income Tax Credit? Or is this a policy item that most people are keeping their hands off of?
Well, so there were some changes. As part of the Recovery Act, there was an expanded benefit made available for families with three children. Previously, there had only been additional benefits if you had one or two children and no further benefits. So that was expanded. There has been discussion about the need to potentially have a more generous credit available for people who don't have a dependent child to claim, particularly non-custodial parents, especially those who are making their child support payments but can't claim their child for tax purposes. Also extending the benefits to them in recognition of their work and support of their children.
We've been focusing kind of big picture here. Can you talk about what a working family might be doing with this earned income tax credit? What kind of things can they do that they wouldn't be able to without it?
Yeah, so in research that I've done, the families we met were really living paycheck to paycheck during the course of the year. And so tax time was the one sort of time of the year where they could lift their heads up and say, what do we really need? What are some of the big purchases we need to make? So for some families, that might mean buying a used car and giving you access to jobs that might be farther out, not available by public transportation. For other families, it's doing things like getting caught up on your debt. Lots of families have debts during the course of the year, and tax time is a great time to get caught up. Other families commonly do things like just paying the bills, right? I'm going to pay my car insurance. I'm going to pay my my light bill. I'm going to pay my rent, doing those sorts of things. We saw that about $1 out of 10 that people received from their tax refund went to treats. Those treats were typically smaller things like, you know, taking the kids out for a meal at a sit-down restaurant, but they were really meaningful to people. So people talked about them more than they actually spent money on them because it felt great to them to get to do those sorts of things for their kids that they usually had to say no to during most of the year.
And there's been a lot of talk about a lack of savings in a lot of American families. I imagine these working families in particular, whether we're talking about saving for a possible college education for kids or further ahead for retirement. Is the earned income tax credit part of that equation?
Yes, the earned income tax credit is part of that equation. For some families, what the earned income tax credit means is a chance to get out of debt. And that's really essential in terms of improving your financial well-being, right? So getting out of debt is the first step before you can really engage in savings. For families who are on better footing going into tax season, they do save part of that earned income tax credit. It can be put towards the costs of purchasing a house. It can be put towards the costs of a college education or children's schooling costs, and some families do. But typically, they need to be on relatively stable financial footing going into tax season in order to be able to use the money that way.
And finally, again, tax time is coming up. You said about 80% of people who can use the earned income tax credit are using it. Are there efforts to make sure that other 20% knows what they can get?
So there are some efforts. There are an array of ways that you can file your taxes. So the ones we see most prominently are the ones that are advertised on TV by for-profit tax preparers. But there are also nonprofit organizations that offer free tax preparation, what are called volunteer income tax assistance sites. And so you can go get your taxes filed for free in those places. There are also some online tax preparation software companies that will offer free tax preparation for lower income filers. And so I think those are some options where people can go to file their taxes and make sure they're getting the benefits that they're eligible for.
We'll leave it there. Sarah, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That was Sarah Halpern-Meekin from the UW-Madison School of Human Ecology. She's author of the book, It's Not Like I'm Poor, How Working Families Make Ends Meet in a Post-Welfare World. She's been talking about the Earned Income Tax Credit.
Coming up, recent research finds many older Americans at risk from prescription drug interactions. We'll find out what to watch out for. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Farad. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.